Today we begin with Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Chaf, and of course, after talking about the division of the land, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael that after they inherit the land, they had to go ahead and they had to establish Ari Miklat, cities of refuge. So all those years that they were spent conquering the land might have made the land and the people very accustomed to shedding blood. So when the Torah teaches us the mitzvah of the Ir HaNidachas, the city of refuge, in which all the people of a completely idolatrous city must be killed, it adds that Hashem will give them the attribute of mercy. Vishav v'richamecha. So Lora Chaim HaKadosh explains that Hashem gave Bnei Yisrael mercy this time, because after wiping out an entire city, irrespective of the guilt or the pure intentions, a certain sense of azus, of brazenness, develops. And so the attribute of mercy gets uprooted and replaced with a violence and even murder. So Hashem tells Bnei Yisrael, even if you wipe out a whole city, the proper character traits need not be affected. The same thing has to be true over here. In addition to teaching the punishment for the one who kills accidentally, and obligation to restrain a family member, the Goel Hadam, from avenging his relative's death, the commandment to establish Ari Miklat was also intended to uproot any tendency towards murder, says the Das Sofer. And just as Moshe Rabbeinu had taught us in Chumash, towards the end of Sefer Bamidbar, and at the beginning of Parshas Vaeschanan, where Moshe taught us the laws pertaining to the Ari Miklat after teaching us about settling the land, so too Yehoshua fulfills the commandment by designating the Ari Miklat right after dividing the land. And Ramban points that out in Sefer Dvarim, in Parshas, in the later Parshios, but the Radak points it out over here as well. So Hashem tells Yehoshua, set up the Ari Miklat, and the murderer would escape from one of these cities and then be brought to trial. If he had taken all precautions to prevent death, he gets acquitted and he gets brought back to the Ir Miklat. If, on the other hand, he was guilty of intentional murder, so then Beis Din sentenced him to death right there. If his carelessness caused the death, he goes into Galus, and he goes to the Ir Miklat until the death of the Kohen Gadol. And the Das Sofer explains that waiting for the death of the Kohen Gadol helped the accidental murderer understand the severity of what happened. When the Kohen Gadol is alive, there's Shechina in Am Yisrael. It's his chus because of the Kohen Gadol. And so the person who murdered by accident, he can't go home. When the Kohen Gadol passes away, Shechina gets diminished and he's allowed to go home. So the Kohen Gadol's function is to cause the Shechina to rest on Am Yisrael and make their days long, while the unintentional murderer, he does the exact opposite. He causes the Shechina to leave and he shortens the days of people in Am Yisrael. By the way, we set up 6 Ari Miklat. 3 are set up in Eivor HaYarden. Those got set up by Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't begin to work, though, until the other 3 in the land of Israel were put into place. According to the Gemara Makos on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Hashem praises Moshe for his effort in this mitzvah, which was the last one he was able to fulfill. But earlier in his life, Moshe Rabbeinu had felt the pain of his brothers in Mitzrayim. Now, towards the end of his life, says Ravolbi, Moshe and his entire life, he's able to retain that lofty sensibility of feeling the pain of his brothers. And that life serves as a light for future generations. So why do you have 3 cities of refuge, 3 of the Ari Miklat, on 2 sides of the Yarden River, if one side represented only 2.5 tribes, and the other 9.5 lived on the other side? So the Gemara explains, in Gilad there were Shchichi Rotzchim. And the Gemara says that in Gilad, on the one side, there were a lot of murderers. The Das Sofer explains that since they were on the border, they were ready at war for all time, so they were more heavily armed than other places. When the nation's spiritual level dropped, Gilad became the place where murder became most common, since the people were always carrying weapons. If these cities are only permitted for one who kills accidentally, why would the number of murderers make a difference? So the answer is, even a place where murder is common, one doesn't assume killing another person is simple, unless there's an atmosphere of carelessness. Embarrassing somebody else in public is similar. And we say, if you embarrass someone in public, it's like you're killing him. Stealing a shavapruta from somebody is like you're killing him. Taking these acts lightly eventually lead to physical murder, and so therefore in a place where murder is common, the people surely have involvement in similar sins. and a general laxness in the environment. And when a person kills someone else accidentally, it's a sign that anyway he has Averus on his hands. That's why Hashem didn't guard him. So in a place where murder is common, it's obvious that the people are busy with other sins, and Hashem didn't guard them from those, and so from those sins, and so therefore from these as well. And that's why the 2.5 Shvatim needed the same number of Ari Miklat, even though they were a lot smaller in size, and that's something for us to be aware of. Whatever it is, all six cities offered a refuge for people on both sides of the Yarden, and that the Aruch Laner points that out in Masechta Makos. And the relative who runs after the Goel Hadam, the blood avenger, Mitzudas Sion, explains that when he avenges his relative's death, it's like a geula, it's like a redemption, and that's called Goel Hadam. Now, at the end of the parak, Yehoshua writes these words in Toras Hashem. What does that mean? How could he be writing it in Toras Hashem? So one opinion is Yehoshua wrote this with these mindsets in the final Ipsukim after Moshe died. The other opinion, says the Gemara, is that this refers to the Psukim of the Ari Miklat in this parak. Yehoshua wrote the Parsha as it appears in his own Sefer, similar to the Parsha in the Torah. And we see from the Halachos that a person has to be careful in all of his actions. He can't say, I didn't know or I wasn't paying attention. The severe punishment of losing his home and his ability to stay within his regular society, instead turning into an Ir Miklat for an indefinite amount of time, is a very severe issue. A person has to also show a certain degree of care. This is some of the issues and the lessons of the Ari Miklat, which are set up in Perek Chaf. So just to summarize then, Hashem commands Yehoshua to set up the Ari Miklat for a person who kills unintentionally, so that the person wouldn't be killed by the Goel Hadam. And Moshe Rabbeinu had already set up the three cities on the other side of the Yarden. Yehoshua adds another three at this time, and therefore gives the power for these cities to function. The Goel Hadam, the person who kills by accident, runs so that the Goel Hadam doesn't catch him. He remains in the city until after the Kohen Gadol died. These are the essential elements of Yehoshua Perek Chaf, and Be'ezras Hashem will continue with the final four prakim when we start again tomorrow. Everyone have a terrific day.